The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the show, and I know per Christopher Wray's testimony before Senate Oversight Committee earlier this week that he said there's no evidence of any Antifa or Black Lives Matter agitators at the responsible for the rioting that occurred on January 6th at the Capitol. This, despite the fact that one John Sullivan was arrested, this individual clearly a man of the left, regardless of the desire to gloss over the John Sullivan arrest for his conduct on January 6th, including being inside the Capitol. Remember, he filmed the police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. This very creative individual on Rumble, Profiles of the Olympiad. This sounds like a setup for a Bud Light commercial. Profiles of the Olympiad. The profile on John Sullivan. And by the way, this is accurate, including some stuff I didn't know.
Statistically, very few people are able to escape the ghettos of wealthy Northern Virginia, largely due to the fact that most people spend their lives trying to be wealthy enough to get into Northern Virginia. So for a young John Sullivan, he understood full well that the odds were stacked against him. Many of his childhood friends had already fallen prey to the neighborhood's dangerous activities, such as sailing, water polo, lacrosse, and some had even suffered a worse fate, rowing team. With his back against the wall, Sullivan was left with one option, to compete as a speed skater throughout the United States, Spain, France, and Italy, with his nationally ranked inline speed skater brothers. But John still felt like he had something more in him to give. So he left it all and moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, to train as a professional speed skater, because evidently there's money in that. But things wouldn't be easy for the young Sullivan. Salt Lake City was dangerous and cold. Mostly cold. So John did what any young, black, non-Mormon speed skater from Virginia could do, and worked as an Uber driver, which would enable him to put food in his stomach and about $10 on a 20 sack. John's story was even featured on an Uber commercial, which is totally coincidental and a stroke of luck for this downtrodden young minority from the suburbs. And it was here that John would make his transition from speed skater to speed dealer. The blazing fast pace of Salt Lake City still wasn't enough to quench John Sullivan's thirst. He felt like he was more than just an Olympic hopeful. He was a speed skating, freight shipping, Uber driving cybersecurity expert from Virginia, who was now about to make the next leap in his life, without actually having conquered the previous stage. John founded Insurgency USA, which is as suspect as it sounds, and became a full-time activist in order to defend other downtrodden minorities from wealthy Virginia suburbs. John was instrumental in organizing a violent protest in Provo, Utah, where a driver was shot by a protester who had been blocking their car. John knew that moments like these were what forged men of greatness, which is why John did what only a minority ice skating, Uber driving speed demon from Virginia could do.
And it goes on from there. I didn't know he's a speed skater. I mean, all the stuff in terms of his biography is sort of documented in this, satirical video. I mean, it's satire, but the underlying biographical points are true. Something that the FBI apparently couldn't figure out, at least Director Wray. This is Dan Proft.
This is the Dan Proft Show.